Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. If you need service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We're going to be joined in our first segment by attorney Alex Krecka. In our second segment, we'll be hearing from Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids. Alex, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Well, we like doing this every 4 or 5 weeks because I keep learning all of the things that go into these personal injury cases. And, you know, we're going to talk about, I never thought about asking you this question in any of our previous meetings, which is kind of not really sharp on the host behalf. But the host needs to ask you, Alex, when something happens, how do you even go about selecting an attorney? We see how many ads every day from personal injury attorneys.
Every time you turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. More, you probably see more ads there than you do pickup truck ads.
Well, and off the air, we've talked a little bit about, you know, in preparation for the show, we've talked about, you know, who these attorneys are, where do they live. Mm-hmm. I just had assumed that they live in New Mexico, but that's not the case.
Most don't. No, most don't. Very few do, which I see as a problem. They don't really know our community. And as far as I can tell, they're not really interested in doing anything to help our community. Mm. They're advertising is what they're doing. You know, I think it's real important that when you do want to hire a lawyer, that you hire a lawyer and not a jingle.
Yeah, know? That's really important.
I mean, a fancy jingle is easy to remember and it's advertising and it works, but you need to ask yourself, am I dealing with someone who's actually here in my community? What kind of experience do they have? Am I going to actually be talking to a real lawyer when I call to ask about my case? And in most of the instances, the answer to that is no, you are not. So, again, real important, I believe, to hire someone who's local, who's experienced, and who's going to care about you and also fixing a problem within our community.
Yeah. There's plenty of downside to COVID, but I'm going to add one. It seems like COVID has given people an excuse for mediocrity, to not have personal interaction with people. But that's not going to be the case if they call the Krecka Law Firm.
No. If we take your case, you're going to be dealing directly with me. Mm. Absolutely. You know, you're not going to be dealing with a lackey, so to speak, or someone who's in Indiana, you know, and doesn't know anything really about your case. You're just a number to them. Mm-hmm. It's pretty expensive to run all those ads. So you've got to get a lot of cases and you've got to settle them quick. And I can tell you when you settle cases quick, you don't get the best results. It is impossible. Yeah. You have to work these things up and they have to be done thoroughly and correctly.
And so as our listeners are writing down information about you, remind everybody we're meeting with Alex Krecka. He is the owner of the Krecka Law Firm. He's a personal injury attorney. Their phone number, is this the 8193?
It's the 843-7777.
Okay. 843-7777.
And that's 505.
505. And the email address or the website, you've got a new website address. Give us that.
Yes, it's www.alexhelpme.com.
Alexhelpme.com. And yeah, and there's a lot of information on the website. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But let's get back to the original question. Alex, how would you select an attorney?
I would, of course, I think everything nowadays starts with the internet, and I would jump on and I would do a search for whatever type of attorney I'm looking for. I think it's important for people to realize that attorneys wear different hats, just like doctors do. If you're having a heart attack or heart issues, you're not going to call up your orthopedic surgeon. You're going to call up a cardiologist or cardiovascular surgeon. So the same applies to law. If you've been hurt, then you're going to look for a trial lawyer is what we're commonly called. If you need a tax lawyer, you're going to look for a tax lawyer and so on and so forth. So I'd start with your favorite search engine. And I'd look there. I'd also really ask friends, you know, if you've had good results with your friends may have had good results with an attorney. And then I'd narrow it down to two or three.
And then you want them to call you too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Yes, absolutely. But I also want to be I want to be fair about the process, because I do think that it's important that you feel comfortable with whoever you hire as your attorney, because this is such an important part of getting your life back on track after you've been seriously injured. So yes, absolutely. I'd love for people to call me and I'd love to meet with them and talk to them face to face. And so I'd start there, and then I'd set up an interview basically with the attorney. I think it shouldn't be a high pressured type of situation like buying a car necessarily can be or something like that. I think it's more of a come in, bring what you have about your case, whether it's police reports or medical records, and sit down and we'll start talking and ask questions. Mm. It's important. I mean, ask them how long they've been doing this. Mm-hmm. Ask them about past cases and results.
So you don't want to grab somebody that hasn't been to trial yet.
Oh, no, no. I mean, here's the thing is when you're in this world in a lawsuit, you're going to be dealing with insurance companies, and insurance companies keep records of everything. They keep records of attorneys and the track record that the attorneys have. And they know if you're a new lawyer or if you're the kind of lawyer that's just going to roll over real quick and take a quick settlement, they know they can push you around. They know they can bully you, and they know that they're going to get off cheap. That's why you want to have someone who's got experience, who's tried cases, who works hard, and who doesn't just take lowball offers. Someone who's really trying to help their client and make their client whole. Because you only get one shot at this. You know, once you settle your case, you cannot come back. Mm-hmm. It's over. So it's important that it's done correctly.
Last time you were on a month or so ago, we were talking about people really underestimating the cost of a catastrophic injury. You know, how are they going to live? How are they going to pay their bills? Can they continue working? I mean, there's just a myriad of things that are part of the ledger on your spreadsheet of expenses that you may not anticipate. You have the expertise to know and to hire people and to involve them in the case that really know how to project that out. Even improvements to your home might be necessary.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, depending on the severity of your injury, it can range from, you know, soft tissue injuries all the way up to paralysis. And obviously, if you're in the paralysis group, your life has been turned upside down, and the life of your family's been turned upside down too. Your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or your parents, your children, and now you're going to need help. People are going to have to help take care of you. You're going to have medical issues that arise as a result of the paralysis that you would not have had otherwise. And you're going to need to modify your house, and all of those things cost money. And where are you going to get the money to do it if you're not able to work anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we see so much is when you're hurt, even if you have to take a couple of weeks off from work, now you're in the hole, so to speak, mm-hmm. for 2 weeks. And then if you're paralyzed, well, heaven forbid, now it's worse than losing your job in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. You told a story about Peter, who became a quadriplegic because some people attacked him after an event near the Albuquerque Convention Center the last time you were here. Alex, I'm thinking that people might have questions about how much it costs to interview different attorneys. Is that cost prohibitive?
Not necessarily. Most attorneys that do this type of work on what's called contingency basis, because otherwise no one would ever be able to hire an attorney like big corporations are or insurance companies are. I mean, those types of lawyers charge by the hour, and it gets very expensive for when you have to hire a lawyer by the hour. And we know that most people that come to see us are financially strapped because they have lost their jobs or they have been unable to work and they've had to borrow money or get second mortgages on their homes and so on and so forth. So typically, we vet people. There's two different ways when you first interview a lawyer typically. One is the lawyer will have you come in and pay $100. And I think most lawyers that do that because they don't want to waste their time with someone who's not necessarily serious about pursuing their claims. I don't do that. I won't charge you the $100. I do it differently. When you call me, we interview you on the phone. We get information about what happened to you, where it happened, when it happened, and what type of injuries you have. And then you go through a vetting process. And we have people that go through that process. Once they do, they can come in and meet with me directly. I don't charge. And I'll give you anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half of my time to answer your questions, give you an idea of what's going to happen in a lawsuit, and tell you a little bit about myself and what I believe in and how we work and my team, and you'll meet us all. So
I like in your commercials with us, you use a biblical example of David and Goliath. And many of these insurance companies, the adjusters, and again, I'm not criticizing adjusters, that's your job. But those people are professionals at lowering the amount of money that their insureds have to pay you if that company happens to have been negligent or somehow caused your injuries through no fault of your own. And that's their job, is to adjust the claim down. And that's why you need an even more professional person as an attorney on the other side to make sure that you have what you need to maintain your quality of life and take care of your family.
And get justice and, you know, get back pay, which you're entitled to, get your medical bills paid for the past medical bills, your current medical bills, and then future medical bills also entitled to. And that's why it's so critical. It's so important to hire someone who actually knows what they're doing. I don't want to toot my horn, but I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm on my 21st year practicing law here in New Mexico. I started out as an insurance defense lawyer. And I look at that as, you know, back to the doctor reference, I look at that as my internship, my residency. I was with a firm here in Albuquerque for 3 years, and I defended trucking companies primarily in horrific, horrific accidents where people were killed or maimed or, you know, just horrific things, burned. So I developed that expertise doing that, and I realized when I was working for the insurance company, it didn't leave a good taste in my mouth. I didn't feel good about myself. I felt like I was cheating people that genuinely deserved help. These weren't fraudulent lawsuits, but these people were being treated very poorly by the system just because they were trying to get justice for themselves and protect their families. And I just couldn't do it anymore. So I had that moment and talked to my wife, and we decided to take a risk and go out and try and start helping people here in New Mexico instead of some big corporation in Chicago or New York.
Yeah. Alex Krecha in studio with me this afternoon. He's a personal injury attorney and a sponsor of the programming here on not only ABQ Connect, but KNKT. Want to thank another sponsor, Indigo Mortgage. Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Give them a call at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. We'll be right back with Alex Krecha. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
People everywhere have a deep, God-given need to be loved. But sadly, sometimes the people who need love the most are the most rejected. Here's Skip Heitzig.
We all crave love. We will do sometimes almost anything to get it. To know that we are loved by somebody else unconditionally. No one did that better than Jesus. He loved the worst of sinners. He loved the best of saints. Jesus showed the love of God in human flesh.
We want to give you a glimpse of God's relentless love for all people, including you, by sending you the Jesus Loves People 4-booklet collection by Skip Heitzig. All 4 Jesus Loves People titles, including Jesus Loves the Broken, are our thanks for your gift of $25 or more today to help connect more people to God's love through His Word. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give online securely, or call 800-922-1888. Great.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book. Their number again, 342-8100, or reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Alex Krecka, the Krecka Law Firm, he's a personal injury attorney, sponsors the programming as well. He's in studio. A lot of our guests receive questions from listeners, Alex, and I do want to let people know if they have a question for you right now, they can give us a call at 505-338-5790. You might also send me an email. That's jim@abqconnect.online. And actually, the next question I have for you is actually from a listener, and that is, Alex, if you were injured maybe some time ago and you didn't realize that you were hurt as badly and you haven't taken any action, is it too late for somebody to pick up the phone and give you a call about that injury?
It can be, unfortunately, yes, too late. Absolutely. You have to, even if you think you're not as injured as you are, you should at least be talking to someone.
Okay.
And getting advice. But absolutely, I mean, we have different statutes of limitation for different actions here in New Mexico, and if you miss the statute, if it expires, you're done.
Yeah. Last time I asked you the question, what's the most important thing? And you said, look, the absolute most important thing is to take care of your health.
Absolutely.
And that means get checked up.
Right.
Even if you're in an accident where you don't feel like you might be that injured. We used car accident as an example.
Right.
You may not know because of the adrenaline that you're hurt, but you should get checked out by a physician.
Absolutely happens all the time. I see it with car accidents. People get rear-ended or T-boned, and they, you know, after that happens, your adrenaline's rushing, and you start feeling around your body, and you think, well, I don't have any broken bones, and I don't see any blood, so I feel okay. I'm okay. And then the next morning, you wake up.
Yeah.
And you can't get out of bed.
Well, I think there's people that might have waited 6 months, and they start to feel the effects of stuff.
I've seen it with. Shoulders are a big one. Rotator cuff injuries. You can get a partial rotator cuff tear and then from the collision. And then over time, 6 weeks later, it starts getting worse and they won't heal by itself. The rotator cuff.
Yes.
So, now you're looking at surgery. So yes, that does happen.
So bottom line, you need to get checked out by a physician. If there are issues, it's not going to cost you anything to call Alex and see if you might have some recourse, at least to get, reimbursed for medical expenses, which is a lot of money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your pain and suffering and also lost time from work and your loved ones and your family.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you can't mow the lawn anymore. Mm. I mean, what are you going to do?
Alex, how do insurance companies try to negotiate claims with victims that don't have attorneys to minimize the liability and responsibility for their insured's actions?
Typically, they use delay and deny tactics, kind of a high-pressure tactic system, so to speak. They'll gather your medical records. You'll sign an authorization. They'll interview you. They'll record your interview. And I want to talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
Don't ever agree to a recorded interview unless you've talked to a lawyer, because they're not there to help you. Mm-hmm. And once you give a recorded interview, that statement sticks with you. And maybe you misspeak, or maybe you get tricked into saying the wrong thing. It does happen. So again, don't give the recorded statement without going and speaking to an attorney first. I don't let my clients give them unless I'm present on the phone to protect them.
What's funny about the radio is I know there's people listening right now that went, oh, yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And they still need to call you. They still need to find out. How to get some help. So they can give you a call at 505-843-7777, or you have a new website, and that's alexhelpme.com.
Correct, yes. And I think your question was, what do these insurance adjusters do? And of course, the primary tactics, delay and deny, because they know most people are exhausted. They're working very hard. They're raising children. They have hectic lives. And they know if they just keep you at arm's length as long as possible, you'll give in and you'll take a cheap offer. Mm-hmm. They know it. They've got actuaries that run the numbers. They know exactly what they're doing. These are professionals. And so that's why you need to hire a professional to fight for you. That's our whole David versus Goliath.
So here's an adjuster. I'm just kind of putting together a hypothetical in my mind. If they really think they owe you about $200,000, the adjuster's going to be getting some gold stars and pats on the back if they can limit that claim to about $50,000.
Or even 20. Absolutely.
There you go.
Even 20. And a lot of these adjusters are in Phoenix or Chicago, you know, Dallas, San Antonio is a big hub center for adjusters. So you're not even necessarily dealing with someone who's in New Mexico or Albuquerque. Again, you're not dealing with someone who wants to help you. You're not dealing with a fellow member of your community. You're dealing with somebody who wants to make as much money as they can by paying you as little as possible.
And again, that's just the way the system works. And some people might be listening now, largely our faith-based audiences, thinking, you know, God's going to take care of me. God's going to, you know, ensure that I don't get taken advantage of. But I want people to understand something. God has provided people like Alex Krecha and other attorneys that are going to be the people he uses to protect you. That's the way it's going to work. And you need to be wise, and you need to hide yourself away from people that are deceptive, and you need to be diligent in your interview process. And you've already said there's no cost to that. But at the same time, there's some accountability. There's going to be people that are listening that go, oh, wow, I have a hangnail. I'm going to go try to get me about $20 million right. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of exaggerating. Right. But there are people that have that perception. And you're going to basically tell them just straight out.
Absolutely.
This is not going to be something that we can take on.
It's my job to guide you during this journey. And, you know, we all know God has a plan, right?
Yes.
And I like to believe that when something terrible happens, God has a plan to help you. And I want to be part of that process. And I am not going to blow sunshine at you. I'm going to give you the truth because you need to make an informed decision and you need someone who's going to believe in you and who's going to fight for you. And I want to be as honest as I can with you about where you are. Yeah, if you have a hangnail, I'm not going to take your case. That's part of the vetting process. I'm not going to take frivolous lawsuits. And I'm going to make sure that I communicate with you and that I tell you where you are in your lawsuit and what you can expect and how the entire process is going to go so that you're not surprised at some later date with whatever you're being offered to try to settle your case.
Alex, give us some examples of some things that you've seen, ways that people have been injured due to negligence or wrong behavior. Oh, we have a caller. So before we go to that, we're going to, Mark, thank you for calling. Alex Krecha, what's your question? Mark, this is Jim Williams. What's your question for Alex Krecha?
Okay, so when he sues for a client, like he talked about a fellow named Peter last month, and Peter was attacked by a gangbanger. When he sued, did he sue the gangbanger? Who did he sue?
Great question. Yes, we did sue the gangbangers. Unfortunately, they were very difficult to identify and find. And, of course, gangbangers aren't typically going to have money or assets that you can go after. That case was unique because the gangbangers had started the entire ruckus, for lack of a better term, inside the convention center. And the convention center management and the security company and team that they hired did not do the appropriate things that should have been done to de-escalate the situation and to make sure that these gangbangers wouldn't hurt other people. So what ended up happening was the security company owner and his guards were inside the convention center and he started to hear gang whistles. And he knew what gang whistles were because he had actually worked for some of the gangs providing security for them at car shows. So he knew what was going on. He knew that the whistles signified that there was about to be violence committed at the convention center. He went up to them. He recognized some of the leaders. And he went up to them and he said, don't bleep where I eat. Go outside. Mm-hmm. Well, they did. And once they got right outside the doors, they began to attack people. And the security guards then locked the doors and wouldn't let people back into safety. And there were women screaming, pounding on the doors, please let us back in. And they just sat there and watched. And so a riot broke out. We had a hot dog vendor out there who watched the entire thing. And he was a real interesting guy. His name was Cowboy. And he had been in Berkeley in the 60s and had seen a bunch of riots. And he said, this was crazier than anything I saw in Berkeley, right outside our convention center. Hundreds of people running around, fighting, breaking bottles over each other's heads. I mean, a real melee. And the security company didn't even bother to call the police. They watched. They just sat and watched. And we had the police come in and testify that, you know, the main police department station is downtown. And had they called 911, their response time for officers on bicycles was less than a minute.
Oh, yeah. You could walk across the plaza to the police and sheriff's department in minutes.
Right. And after about 5 minutes of this happening, an off-duty police officer rolled by in her squad car, and she saw it, and she turned on her cherries, her lights, and the fight dissipated instantly. But by then, Peter was a quadriplegic and bleeding. He'd been stabbed multiple times. Mm-hmm. And all while the security company watched and did nothing.
Yeah. Do you have more for Alex? Mark?
No, thank you. I was just curious when he told that story last month. I was real curious as to, because I thought the same thing. I said, well, I'm sure that the gangbanger doesn't have any money.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I've got some friends that I know that have been involved in gangs and different things, and we've done a lot of ministry. But I'll tell you what, you may not be able to see the money, but some of the activities that they're involved in, a lot of money floating around, and, you know, we get back to the crime in our city and other kinds of things. And, you know, we just need to come together as a community and start addressing a lot of these things. And a lot of those activities are caused because people don't have ways to make another way to make a living. So just a lot overlapping. So Mark, thanks for your call today. We appreciate it very much. And Alex, we've got 2 minutes left, and I want to ask you some other examples. I mean, you talked about slip and falls.
Yeah, those happen in the winter especially.
Yeah. And, you know, a commercial entity, I mean, I know, for example, at Calvary Church, when it snows, man, we have got guys out there with salt and dirt, and, you know, they're trying to make sure all the walkways are safe. They're making sure that the guardrails are not iced up. I mean, they are just going crazy trying to make sure everything is safe for everybody. But there's people that don't do that.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, this is a Christian place. People care here.
Yeah.
You don't want to see your fellow parishioners falling and hurting themselves, shattering their hips.
You know, it's always bothered me watching those shows like America's Funniest Videos. When they show people falling, that is not funny to me.
Right.
It just is devastating in some cases.
It sure can be, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen horrific cases. And, you know, elderly folks, if you break a hip, I think that it's an 85% chance that you will be dead within 6 months from a broken hip if you're at a certain age. I think it's 70 and above.
Wow.
It's that devastating. So, yeah, look, it all comes down to responsibility and accepting responsibility. A commercial property owner is taking money from people who are selling things to customers, right? They have leases and mortgages, or maybe even the grocery store that's there is supposed to be icing and salting, or rather salting the roads and the walkways. They're taking your money. They want you to come into their store. They want you to buy things, right? So they have a responsibility to protect you. And it's not hard. Go out and look for ice. Take care of it.
Yeah.
Real simple.
Yeah. Well, and that's just one example. And then again, I want to always balance this out where there's somebody that has an accident through nobody else's fault. They trip or they do something else. And that's not a legitimate lawsuit. That's just something that happened. And it's sad, and people need to take care of that. But there's not always a big check to be collected when you get hurt. But there are so many examples that you've already given us about negligence. So, Alex Krecha, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect, and appreciate your sponsorship very much. And God bless you, my friend.
God bless you too, and thank you so much, Jim.